Zambia and Ghana Inc. 10 Memoranda of Understanding. 4-year-old child dies after drowning in pit latrine in Chiwolia. A Nigerian president deploys army following Kwara State massacre. Good morning, with the main news at 7:30, I'm Angel Okasabo. New constituencies to be created in delimitation report. Government investigates Mopani mine fatalities. A Nigerian President Tinubu deploys army following Kwara State massacre. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Okasabo. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced that 70 new constituencies will be created following the ongoing delimitation exercise, bringing the total number of constituencies in the country from 156 to 226. ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zolomis has clarified that the delimitation process only applies to constituencies and not wards. Speaking when she delivered the delimitation report to stakeholders in Lusaka today, Mrs. Zolomis emphasized that the country will remain with 1,580 wards, which will not be altered but will instead be regrouped under the newly created constituencies. She explained that the creation of the additional constituencies is based on factors such as population growth, habitation patterns, and geographical considerations. Mrs. Zolomis further disclosed that the Commission will begin district-level publication consultations from February 16 to February 20, during which members of the public are expected to make submissions on how they would like constituencies to be delimited. At the provincial level, the public engagement process will run from February 23rd to March 16. Mrs. Zolomis said that the final list of the 70 new constituencies will be published in the Government Gazette, and the changes will take effect after the dissolution of Parliament in May. She reiterated that the Commission remains committed to conducting the delimitation exercise in a transparent and consultative manner in line with constitutional provisions. Meanwhile, the Commission has clarified that there will be no by-election for the Mpika Town Council chairperson following the vacancy. Mrs. Zolomis says the Constitution is clear that a by-election cannot be held within 6 months before a general election. Mrs. Zolomis stated that the people of Mpika will elect their new town council chairperson during the 2026 general elections. She added that the Commission remains committed to upholding the Constitution and ensuring that all electoral processes are conducted in accordance with the law. Mines and Minerals Development Minister Poka Buswe says government has instituted investigations into the cause of fatalities that have occurred concurrently at Mopani copper mines in Mofulira, adding that preliminary findings have already prompted action. Mr. Kabuswe says government had taken note of the incidents which occurred at Mopani copper mines and that preliminary investigations are currently underway, and that the licenses of the contractors involved have since been suspended as part of the ongoing probe. Speaking in the National Assembly today during the questions for oral answer session, Mr. Kabuswe stressed that while government does not tolerate deaths at any time, accidents are a reality in the mining sector globally. Citizens will never find any mine in the world that does not have accidents, but what is important is how to minimize them, said Mr. Kabuswe. Mr. Kabuswe further stated that government has put punitive measures in place that any party found wanting will face the law. He assured the House that government is on top of the situation and remains committed to ensuring safety standards are upheld in the mining sector.
You will never find any mining operation anywhere in the world that does not have accidents. It's part of the mining operation. What is important is to minimize them. And government has taken note of what has happened at Mopani, because it has happened in, continuously for about 3-4 days. This one dies this side. And Madam Speaker, coincidentally, the same contractor called Reliant Mining, whose operations have been suspended. Because when these contractors are given jobs by the mining companies, they are told safety protocols that they must be following.
Economic Front Party President Winter Kavimba has emphasized the need for citizens to be economically empowered and literate if democracy is to thrive in Zambia. Mr. Kavimba says it is a fallacy to believe that democracy can function effectively in an environment where the majority of citizens live in poverty and lack basic education. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Kavimba stated that an empowered and literate society is more likely to make decisions based on merit rather than what he described as belly politics. Poverty and illiteracy have been major challenges not only in Zambia but Africa, and there is need to deliberately address them, said Mr. Kavimba. He noted that as long as the country continues to have a largely poor and illiterate population, the caliber of leadership will remain unchanged and democracy will continue to perform at an average level. Mr. Kavimba cited examples from Western countries where empowered and literate citizens are able to challenge ideologies and policies, as opposed to being swayed by handouts and unrealistic campaign promises.
So we have imported democracy in Zambia, in Africa, but without looking at its attendant pillars. The attendant pillars of democracy in the Western world is, one, literacy of the people, and two, the strong economic foundations of those societies. We have the complete reverse in Africa, and that's why you can't find loyal and faithful supporters to a political party.
Government has authorized the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to commence community sales of maize across the country. Minister of Agriculture, Mtolo Piri, says the move is aimed at improving access to maize for households and stabilizing supply at community level. Speaking in the National Assembly today, Mr. Piri said that the public is now free to purchase maize directly from the agency. Members of the public can go and buy a bag of maize from the agency, said Mr. Piri. He said this program will be implemented countrywide.
So that we implement. In a couple of places we have implemented. We have given FRA the authority to start community sales. We have given FRA the authority to start community sales of maize. This is happening, and that is why you might see that there are very few complaints about the prices of minimum, because you are free to go and buy a bag of maize from FRA.
In Africa News, Nigeria's President Bola Ahmed Tinubu has deployed an army battalion to Kwara State after gunmen killed as many as 162 people in one of the country's deadliest attacks in recent months. The assault targeted Woro village late on Tuesday, just days after the military launched operations in the area against suspected terrorist groups. Gunmen stormed the community in the evening, burning shops and the traditional ruler's palace as residents fled into nearby bushes. Coming up shortly, at least 18 die in rat hole mine blast in India. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. At least 18 miners have died and one is severely injured after an explosion at an